Good morning. This is Jasper, Charlie and Liv with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Premier David Crisafulli has dismissed concerns that the so-called breach bail go to jail changes will place strain on the capacities of youth detention centres. The government is still working out key details of the changes, including the minimum prison times that will be imposed on youth offenders. Groups such as the Youth Advocacy Centre and the Australian Workers Union have raised fears that facilities are already under pressure, but Crisafulli has insisted that the government has bolstered the capacity of centres and that more detention beds are on the way. The Australian Workers Union, which represents youth detention staff, has demanded the government explain how it will manage a policy that could lead to a rise in detainees or longer sentences.
Under laws passed by the Queensland government, Brisbane city councillors have access now to documents deemed directly relevant to their ward. While the Lord Mayor and chairs are exempt from the ruling, the changes have been criticised as an attack on democracy. Former Independent Senator Rex Patrick has advocated for increased governmental transparency across Australia, claiming that councillors should be entitled to any information they deem necessary to fulfil their duties. He said, quote, "Information is the currency of power in any representative government." In defence of the change, Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner said the rules were being amended from a previous Labor change and that this was a return to status quo.
In national news, Queensland mental health community organisations say that insufficient funding from the state government could lead to services being cut and longer wait times. The non-government organisation index rate was 3.31% in last month's state budget. This will put Eating Disorders Queensland Australia's budget into a deficit, according to Chief Executive Belinda Chilius. The organisation currently provides mental health services to individuals and families impacted by eating disorders at no cost, and has reportedly seen a 60% increase in demand since 2022. Queensland Alliance for Mental Health's Acting Board Chair Tanya O'Shea said community mental health providers could not continue to absorb the cost of providing services at reduced rates and is calling on the state government to review the indexation rate.
Some good news for you this morning. A rare humpback whale calf has been spotted off the coast of New South Wales and Queensland. Drone footage caught a mostly white calf swimming alongside its mother along the coast of Cabarita Beach, then at Stradbroke Island the next day. CSIRO scientist Dr. Eva Plagani said, quote, "We saw that this calf was almost all white, looking almost like a small iceberg floating by." Experts are not sure if it is a leucistic whale or if Migaloo, a well-known all-white humpback whale, is the father.
In international news, a police raid on suspected drug dealers near Paris has revealed a stolen painting by Pablo Picasso worth $12 million. The painting, depicting Picasso's Golden Muse and French model Marie-Thérèse Walter, is credited with inspiring one of the most productive times in his career. The raid in Champigny-sur-Marne was carried out at a house belonging to the aunt of a suspect. The police found bundles of cash, $230,000 worth of luxury fashion items, and the painting.
For your weather this morning, Brisbane is a mostly clear 13 degrees with an expected max of 21. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.